and welcome to another edition of the 13th Hour Podcast. This is episode number 80. I am your host, Joshua Blum, and today is a musical interlude episode. We're talking about a song that is coming out today, and it is called There Is a Wild Heart Beating, and it's in for the unnamed sequel of the 13th Hour, and it goes as part of the unnamed album that accompanies that book. So it's all of those things are in the works, but this particular one is at this point done. I started it sometime in October. It was also in, I think, episode number 72 where I was making it. So it's taken a pretty long time. It's one of the more complicated ones I've made. And I actually maxed out the capabilities of my keyboard. It ran out of channels to kind of record things at the same time. And I had to limit the number of different sort of tracks that I had going through the keyboard because the keyboard started dropping notes. I just couldn't keep up. So there's keyboard parts, there are guitar parts, and then there's vocals. And so it's sort of like an 80s synth ballad, I guess you could call it. And I had a lot of trouble with certain parts of it. My brother ended up helping me a lot over the time when he was here. We kind of worked out, this is a part in the beginning that I had a lot of difficulty with that I also talked about episode number 72, but it's all done now. And it has a couple different things that go with it. There's the main thing, which is the full synthesizer and guitar accompaniment. There's also just a solo kind of acoustic guitar thing, because I've always kind of thought it cool when they, like a lot of bands, this is maybe started in the 80s or 90s, when bands would go unplugged and then you would kind of, they would strip away all of the, you know, the electric stuff, the synthesizers and everything like that. And they would just be left with the vocals, maybe like a percussion drum and like acoustic instruments. And it would be interesting to see what kind of music they would produce just with that, and whether that was different than the original song or, you know, it's just a kind of its own thing. And I always thought it was cool. Like you could take a song that just sounds great, you know, with all the big arena kind of sound, and then translate it into something that's smaller and more intimate, you know, for an acoustic style kind of accompaniment. And so I did one of that as well. And then there's also the just instrumental tracks. Sometimes I like, you know, just kind of listening to the instrumental backings of it, of these kind of songs just by themselves. I remember when, you know, back when like Napster was the first one where you could get all the MP3s. Sometimes I would go and look for like the karaoke track of a famous song because it just was kind of cool to hear what the backing thing was. And sometimes they would have sort of a accompaniment that went along with it that highlighted the instrumentals and the you know, all the chords and the stuff that goes into the back that kind of gets lost when the vocals are there. So I always thought it's kind of cool. And sometimes it's neat if you can kind of hear the melody just beyond the chords themselves. So, but this particular track is it goes with, without talking too much about the sequel to the 13th Hour, which I have a sort of a skeleton plot to it, but this is one particular sequence where the two main characters from the 13th Hour, Logan and Aurora, they're back, and there's a part in the book where they get separated, not by choice, but it happens. And, Aurora ends up in a place it's very far away. And, they're both looking for each other. Logan is looking for Aurora, looking for Logan, but they can't find each other. And they eventually are able to find each other, but it's sort of through accident. But there's this one part where Logan eventually finds the place where Aurora actually is. And, but he's unable to communicate with her and she's unable to communicate with him. In the process of doing this, she writes a part of this song, the first parts of it, but gets frustrated and ends up, you know, getting stuck. And then Logan eventually ends up finding those lyrics, through a series of events. And he eventually just finishes it, and to let her know that he is there. He ends up playing the song, the completed song for her, you know, so that she, in hopes that she'll hear it. And he does this by, there's a mountain or a hill basically near, where the castle where she is staying. And so he ends up playing it sort of, if you've ever seen the movie, Say Anything? I think it's Say Anything, which has Lloyd Dobler, which is an early John Cusack role. He ends up holding a boombox above his head, you know, blasting out. I think it's like, oh, what's that song? I think it's a song by Sting, like Fields of Gold, maybe. No, not Fields of Gold. It's, what's the name of that song? Peter Gabriel, something like In Your Eyes. Yeah, In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. He ends up blasting that out, and it's his love interest in the story can hear the song. It was sort of like that. And she doesn't hear it for a while because she's finding her own ways of escaping her situation, but she eventually does and they reconnect. So there's a scene on one of the Instagram accounts, soundtrack account, which was a picture that I drew to accompany that. And it's the picture that accompanies this particular part of the book and this track as well. So what you'll hear is the full version first, and then you'll hear the accompaniment with just an acoustic guitar next. And you can find both of these tracks for download or streaming on Bandcamp, as well as the rest of the other tracks that go with the first volume, Long Ago, Not So Far Away, which is the soundtrack to the 13th Hour. So there'll be more about more tracks from this upcoming album in the next couple months. And an entirely different note, if you are interested in comic books and happen to live in the New York area, I will actually be at the Big Apple Comic Con, which is in New York City. It's in Midtown, and I'll be there. It's in March 11th, I believe, is the date. There'll be more information in the show notes, as well as on Facebook and Twitter and so forth. But the Big Apple Comic Con is basically a convention that has a number of famous guests, including Stan Lee, some people in Daredevil, the new series, etc., as well as a lot of famous comic book artists, and they will be converging in Manhattan for this convention. And you can get tickets with a discount code that we have set up, and the discount code is ART007, ART007. So get your discount tickets and you can enjoy a day or two at the convention, and you can pick up a whole bunch of things that you can get at these conventions. So if you've never been to one before, I'd never been to one before before a couple of months ago, or what was it, November, I think. I went to one in Rhode Island where a group of authors and I were there, and it's a similar type of thing here. But if you've never been to one of those things before, it's sort of a surreal experience, because you have people that are dressed up as all these like famous superheroes and people from cartoons and shows, and it's like Halloween, like, and they're some of the costumes are just unbelievable. Like, it's incredible, like the amount of effort and time that people put into these things. It's totally crazy. You know, there's basically lectures and things like that throughout the day, or panels where they talk about comic booky kind of things. But there's also, they also will have panels with a number of famous artists and celebrities in, you know, Hollywood and so forth. So it's kind of an interesting thing if you're interested in those kind of things. And there's a chance to find a lot of great stuff that's not so easy to find elsewhere. Comic books and action figures and that kind of stuff. Although a lot of it tends to be overpriced, but you can find some great deals there too, if you want to look a little bit. We're going to be in a panel of other authors, and these are all folks that I knew from Rhode Island, and we're going to be talking about world building in science fiction and fantasy. And so basically the process of creating a science fiction fantasy world to inhabit your characters. And so it'll be a panel discussion, and you can find more information in the link that I will provide. So once again, discount code ART007, and see you at the Comic-Con. Take care, guys, and I will talk to you guys later.
those memories that linger when we built home. I miss your arms around me, in that safe place that we knew, in the place that we grew. I miss that place. I miss you. And there's a wild heart beating in that space where we lived. I can hear it in my ears, though I'm not there and you've gone away. But we'll make it back there someday.
Sometimes when you go looking, you find it wasn't.
reed pipes that echo into the dark. Those nights under the stars up on our hill, memories that linger where we build a home. I miss your arms around me in that safe place that we knew, in that place that we grew. I miss that place and I miss you. And I miss your arms around me in that safe place we knew, in that place that we grew. I love that place and I love you. So sometimes when you go looking for what you need to find, sometimes when you go looking, you find it was right there the whole time. There's a wild heart beating in that space where we lived. I can hear it in my ears, though I'm not there, and you've gone away, but we'll make it someday. Yes, we'll make it.